Hello, everybody, and happy Saturday afternoon, all you fine folks listening out there in Radio Land. My name is Adam MacDonald, broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from overcast Jupiter, Florida, and Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, site of this afternoon's ball game between your St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Palm Beach Cardinals, the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Today we have Game 5 of the six-game series, and the Mets are trying to go 5-0 in the series and extend their winning streak to 8 games. They did it to 7 games last night with an 8-3 victory, the easiest win so far in the series, which has been hotly contested, with the Mets, though, winning the first 4. After yesterday's 8-3 win, the Mets won their 9th game in 10 tries. They improved their record to 11 games over 500, best mark of the season, 18-7. And in first place are the Mets right now in the Florida State League East Division. Jupiter held off Daytona last night late. Jupiter remains 5 behind the Mets at 13-12. Daytona 11-14, 7 back. And Palm Beach is in last place at 9-16, 9 games back, desperately trying to get a win against the Mets in their home ballpark. West Division standings in the FSL. Fort Myers is in first place at 13-9. Clearwater and Tampa, both 2 games above 500 and 1 back. Bradenton 13-12, only a game and a half out. Lakeland, who the Mets will play next week at home, is in 5th place, but just 3 games out at 11-13. Dunedin in last place at 8-17, 6.5 games out. Other games around the Florida State League tonight might all be finished, or we might be finished by the time they all start. Fort Myers and Lakeland at 6 o'clock, Clearwater at Dunedin at 6:30, Tampa at Bradenton at 6:30, and Jupiter at Daytona at 7:05. And again, our first pitch is coming up at 3, a special start time because of the Tacos and Tequila Day here in Jupiter. It's part of Hispanic Heritage Month, all happening in the community in Abacoa surrounding the ballpark, so they just plopped the game right in the middle of the festivities. Late crowd so far. It might be a late arriving crowd with all the concert and events at the amphitheater starting in a few hours. While the home plate meeting takes place, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, the starting pitching matchup in the lineups for this afternoon's game between the Mets and the Cards.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
St. Lucie Mets pregame show rolls on here in Jupiter. Starting pitching matchup. Let's get to it for the Mets. The right-hander, Dominic Campbell from West Palm Beach, pitching in his 3rd game here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium already this year. Campbell, 23 years old, drafted by the Mets in the 3rd round last year out of Dallas Baptist. He is 1-1 with a 3.68 ERA in 4 starts. 15 innings, 14 hits, 6 earned runs, 10 walks, and 18 strikeouts for Hamill. He will be opposed by Chris Garrard, a left-hander from Ridgewood, New Jersey, 12th round pick by St. Louis last year out of Virginia Tech. And for Garrard, this will be his first start of the season. He's appeared in 6 games out of the bullpen, working a 1-1 record with a 4.22 ERA. Lineups, begin with the Mets. Leading off and playing left is Alex Ramirez. Stanley Consueger bats second and plays center. Sherwin Newton is the number three hitter and shortstop. Justin Guerrero will bat cleanup and play second. Carlos Dominguez drops to fifth on the lineup. He's in right field. William Lugo, after a day off yesterday, hits sixth. He plays third. Omar De Los Santos is having a massive series. He's hitting seventh and DHing. Raul Barcierto plays first, and it's eighth. Jose Rivera is the catcher, batting ninth. For the Cardinals, Ramon Mendoza leads off and plays left. Tyler Reichenborn has two hits in each game so far in the series. Bats second. He's in center. Osvaldo Tovalin is batting third. He is the DH. He has two of the just three extra base hits for Palm Beach in the series. Jeremy Rivas is the shortstop and cleanup hitter. Sander Mora hits fifth. He plays third base. Luis Rodriguez is the first baseman, hitting sixth. Hansel Adamendi is in right field, batting seventh. Aaron McKeithen will catch in an eighth. And Brandon Hernandez, a left-handed hitter, will bat ninth and play second. Those are the lineups for today's game. Garrard and the rest of the Palm Beach Cardinals are taking the diamond, which means the national anthem is upon us, and the St. Lucie Mets pregame show is in the books. When we come back to the Dean, we'll have first pitch in Game 5 of this series between the Mets and the Cardinals. Tebow drives one deep center field. Going back is Drake. This ball is gone. Bye bye baseball. Tim Tebow strikes with the home run. Base hit into center field. Yes, and Mora is going to be waved home. Here comes the throw from Sweet. Mora slides in. He is safe, and the Mets win. Mazzica, the walk-off winner. Two-oh pitch. Alonso hits it deep left field. This ball is gone. A grand slam. Bye-bye baseball. Alonso has done it again. His third homer of the week. Rainier ground ball heading out to left field. It's a base hit. They're going to wave in Pius. Here comes the throw to the plate. Pius slides in. He's safe. And the Mets win. Arania, the walk-off RBI single. And they'll chase him out to left field where he sprawls on the ground. And he drives the ball deep left field, going back to the wall. This one is gone! Bye-bye baseball! Tim Tebow, a walk-off home run! It's go time for the Mets and the Cardinals on an overcast Saturday afternoon. Mets trying to make it 8 consecutive wins and 5 straight over the Cardinals. They've already won the series. They've won 2 series this year already, 5-1. Can they complete a 6-game sweep? The Mets did not have a 6-game sweep last year at all, as the new base minor league baseball format moved to 6-game series. It's tough to beat a team 6 straight days. Mets 4-4 so far against Palm Beach. Cardinals in their white uniforms, Mets in the road gray, so a classic home white road gray uniform matchup. Weather looks to be okay. Woke up this morning, he had about an 80% chance of rain with possible hail and storms around the 3 o'clock hour, which was first pitch. But it keeps getting pushed back, and fast-moving storms across the state moving from west to east have dissipated as we've gone later into the afternoon. So should be good to go. That's good for all those folks that are going to enjoy the tacos and tequila. Chris Garrard throws his final warm-up pitch. Throw down to second base by McKeithen is complete. And Alex Ramirez coming to the plate. Alex has led off each of the four games so far, he's swung at the first pitch of the game in each four. Two singles, one swing and a miss, and yesterday a foul ball. I'm going to guess he's swinging today. We'll see if Girard gives him anything to hit. He's having a massive series. He's 10 for 20. First pitch on the way, and it's grounded to third. This is Mora, comes up with it, throws to first, and Ramirez is retired. First pitch right on time at 3 o'clock. It is 81 degrees and overcast. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. And if Ramirez has anything to say about it, perhaps a quick one. Mora, the third baseman, he was playing in at the cutout, and that helped him beat the speedy Ramirez. Now Consuegra at the plate. Stanley takes a called strike at the knees. Mets come in 18-7. Palm Beach 9-16. First place versus last place. As this ball is swung on and missed. Although don't let the records fool you, this has been a close series, with the exception of yesterday, and even then, Palm Beach had a couple of chances mid to late in the game to make it a more competitive game. Pitches a strike on the corner, 1-2 from Girard. The lefty is fouled off. Mets 3-1 winners on Tuesday, 3-2 Wednesday, 4-3 in 11 innings Thursday, and then finally opened it up yesterday with an 8-3 victory. Swager takes the ball outside, according to home plate umpire Chad Westlake. 2-2. Girard's pitch is popped into right field. Heading back is Ottomendi. Still going back. He reaches up and makes the catch, running onto the warning track and bumps slightly into the wall. It just kept going. The win for the first time at Roger Dean Chevrolet, the stadium for Mets game, is actually blowing out to right field. And Consuegra nearly used the jet stream to hit a home run. A long flyout. I mean, that's the ball to mid-range to shallow right field earlier in the series. With two up, two down, and here is Sherman Newton. He gets to turn around and bat right-handed. A switch hitter against lefty Girard. Sherman homered for the fourth time in eight games yesterday. A rocket shot to right. He swings through and misses a pitch. It's 0-2. All four of his home runs this season coming as a left-handed hitter. He gets far more tries left-handed than right-handed. But against Girard, flips around. Girard's 0-2 pitch is buried in the dirt. No score, two outs. Nobody on base, just underway in Jupiter. Girard working from the windup. Delivers the 1-2, and Newton flutters this foul. It'll land up in the sweet level. Sherman in the series, hitting 300, 3 for 10. Home run and two RBIs. Takes this breaking ball low and in. Scouting report on Girard was mainly a fastball changeup guy with not much of a difference in speeds between the two pitches. He throws one in. It's a full count. Newton battling back. Girard winds and fires, and Sherman chases a changeup off the plate and strikes out. A 1-2-3 start for Chris Girard in the top of the first. Dominic Hamill on the mound for the Mets when we come back in the home first inning.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you join Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Crowd still filing in here this afternoon. Probably will be all day. Those folks who purchased a ticket to the tacos and tequila event outside the stadium also got a ticket for the game. A lot of little leaguers in the ballpark right now, scattered far and wide. Dominic Hamill facing Ramon Mendoza, and Hamill's first pitch, a strike on the inside corner. Hamill making his first start for the Mets since Sunday. Here's a check swing ground ball foul, out pass first. Hamill was good on Sunday against Daytona, got his first win as a St. Lucie Met. Just two hits and one run in five innings. He did walk five and strike out six, as this pitch is low. So pretty good to this stage of the season, still early, to go five innings despite the five walks and six strikeouts. You'd think the pitch count would be ratcheted up and knock him out of the game earlier. 1-2, slider foul tip for strike three. Sit down Ramon Mendoza. And after the high pitch. Well, according to the Hawkeye system, which tracks what type of pitches are thrown, not just the velocity, but Hamill threw six types of pitches last week. He threw a four-seamer, cutter, sinker, slider, changeup, curveball. Really mixing in a lot, mainly using the two fastballs. Here's a pitch up to Reichenborn. Can Hamill slow down Reichenborn? Nobody else has. Here's a pop-up. Right side, foul territory. Bear Sierta makes the catch. And Raul, who played first base last night with a outfielder's mitt for an inning, that seemed to repair the first baseman's mitt, retires Reichenborn. Two up, two down. And Osvaldo Tovalin will come up. He takes a pitch inside for ball one. We are scoreless. Two outs, nobody on in the bottom of the first. Tovalin takes the ball out. It's 2-0. Tovalin in this series, 4-for-17. The double and a triple, two RBIs. Here's a strike at the knees. So Tovalin and Reichenborn have played every game in the series. They count for just under half the hits for Palm Beach. Fastball off the plate, 3-1. Hamill delivers a pitch, a changeup down and out for ball four. An early walk for Hamill. That's been one of his issues. He's walked now 11 batters in real time, 15 in the third innings. Plus a hit batter in there, so looking at almost a walk or a hit batter in every inning. Jeremy Rivas will come to the plate. He takes a fastball for a strike at the knees. Rivas playing in his third game in the series. He's 1-for-8. The Cardinals shortstop today. Tovalin short lead off of first base, not running. Here's a pitch flown out, a play to the right side. And now Hamill works ahead. Nothing in two. No score, two outs, a runner on first base in the first. Hamill with the check over on Tovalin. And curveball home, bounce into the dirt. Good block on the chest protector by Jose Rivera. That's catcher today. Third base, William Lugo. The shortstop, Shervin Newton. At second, Justin Guerrera. Bear Sierz has already caught a ball at first. In the outfield, Ramirez in left. Consueger in center. And Dominguez is in right. De Los Santos gets the day off from the field. He will DH. Here's another pitch that's in the dirt, which is totally spiked and blocked by Rivera. Missed the pregame show. I mentioned this is Dom Hamill's now third start in this ballpark. Compared to just two at Clover Park. Oddity. Runner goes, pitch is fouled off, and Tovalin will have to come back. Hamill pitched here on the 19th against the Hammerheads, 4 2/3 innings. And then later in that series, he served as an opener. Pitched a scoreless first on a Sunday afternoon and then gave way to Carson Seymour. There's a pitch in the dirt. So we got ahead of Rivas 0-2 and then has thrown three pitches in the other batter's box. His command all over the place here early. Three-two pitch, runner goes. It's a ground ball to Shervin Newton. Shervin will collect. He will throw to first. Right to the chest of Bear Sierta for out number three. Easy play for Shervin as Rivas grounds out. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man stranded. Nothing comes of the two-out walk. We'll go to the second. No score on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school when you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Justin Guerrera has been eased back into the rotation this week after missing all last week with some abdominal pain. Here's a fly into right field on the first pitch to Otamendi. This one will not carry like the Consueger ball. It's caught short of the warning track. Guerrera out on one pitch. And Justin's DH'd. Got in the field yesterday at third, played seven innings, rather Thursday night. Off yesterday and today at second base. One pitch, one out. Carlos Dominguez up. First pitch low and away, and he lays off. Hit those three straight home runs Tuesday into Wednesday. And now he lines one in right field for a base hit. One out single. Mets have their first runner of the night. And Dominguez got chase happy after that, as basically the Cardinals wanting nothing to do with him after those home runs. Threw him a lot of pitches low and away in the dirt, and he just kept swinging, so they just kept throwing him there. But last night he started to course correct, taking some pitches. They had to start bringing it back into the zone. He had a double. Now he singles sharply today. There's a swing and a miss for Lugo. Lugo takes one down and in. Lugo, been a quiet series so far for him in three games, just 2-4-11. And a pretty good offensive series for the Mets. Not a ton of runs until eight last night, but a lot of hits as this ball goes low. Hitting 272 in the four games. 40 hits, but only 18 runs. There's a ball low from Girard, 3-1. But still a much better series in offense for the Mets than the last time they were here against Jupiter. They only had 9 RBIs as a team and went 2-4. Batted just above the Mendoza line. Lugo swings and misses. That would have been ball 4, a changeup. It's a full count now. One out. Some speed on first and Dominguez. I'm guessing he might take off, although it's a little tougher with the lefty pickoff move and play, and they throw back to get him, and he's safe. There it was, the pickoff attempt. Lugo back in. Lugo swings and misses at a changeup that would have been another ball and strikes out. Obviously didn't pick up that pitch out of the hand of Girard, who has a strikeout. Two down. Dominguez stayed on first, and De Los Santos at the plate. And what a series he's had. The bat and mainly his legs as he fouls the ball back. He has 5 steals. In 3 games, he grounds 1 foul. Yesterday, 2-for-4, stole third base, and that set the Mets up for a sac fly. Not scoring from second base on a fly out, so Cardinals trying to keep him off the bases the best they can. Here's a tapper out towards the mound, picked up by Girard, dropped by Girard, picks it up again, no throw. Wait to see what the official scoring decision is, but Girard running far off the mound to pick up that ball, had it run up his arm, could not command it, and De Los Santos is aboard, and Dominguez is up first. Still working on those video boards here at Roger Dean, so they just have that mini screen, which has only the runs and outs. I couldn't tell you if they post an error or not until the computer updates. Here's a pitch inside to Bear Sierta, who had his 9-game hit streak snapped yesterday. 0-for-4, did reach once on a walk. It's got to be a hit for De Los Santos. With this speed, got to be. Here's a fly into center field. Rounding to it is Reichenborn. He makes the catch, and Bear Sierta is out. Mets strand a couple, still waiting to see if it was a hit or error. But we're scoreless in the middle of the second. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. and give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Adam McDonald back with you from Jupiter. Sander Mora leads off the home second against Dominic Hamill. Mora showed bunt, pulled back, and took it for a ball. Second pitch high and in for ball two. Hamill threw 18 pitches in the first inning, 9 balls, 9 strikes. And a lot of those balls coming late. And now Mora flies one into left field. That would have been the ball. And it's going to be caught very casually by Alex Ramirez. One down. So both teams swinging up pitches out of the zone here early. I gather that whoever stops that soonest will probably be in better shape. There's a curveball grounded up the middle, and that's going to be gloved by Noon. Spin and throw by Shervin. Not going to be in time, but what an effort. That ball looked clean into the outfield, and Shervin, with those long limbs, managed to glove it cleanly in the grass. The spin and throw on target, but not in time to get Rodriguez. A base hit for the Cardinals' first baseman. One on, one out. Hansel Ottomendi at the plate. Ottomendi fouls one back. Ottomendi had that epic at bat to tie the game with 2 outs and 2 strikes in the bottom of the ninth Thursday. Overall in the series, though, not much. That was his only hit. He made it count. You're going to have one hit. And to get it with the game on the line would be a good time. Here's a pop foul. Bercierto, another long run. This is going to be tough. He reaches out. Oh, he made the catch! And he tumbles off the net in the first row and uprights himself. Well, even the home crowd applauds that. A full sprint on a ball over his head. Reaches out, gloves it, and then that net saved him from tumbling into the first row, pushed him back. Out number two. Not just the catch, but the wherewithal then to turn around after falling into that net to make sure the runner held it first. Here's a ball, fouled off by Aaron McKeith and right off the mask of Rivera. Jose with that hockey-style mask is okay. Strike one. No score, 2 outs in the bottom of the second. Hamill trying to make it a quick inning. Throws a curveball inside for a ball. Mets won't challenge it. Challenge system in effect today. Both teams used one challenge each last night. Both lost. Fairly well-called game by the umpire, Trey Ward. Hamill stumbles off the mound. Doesn't release the ball, and that's a balk. He caught a spike, as they say. He's into his windup. Starts delivering the pitch. Trips. Doesn't throw the ball. That's a balk. And he works on his cleat. Hopefully all is right as it's 1-1 on McKeithen. Runner in scoring position now. There's a pitch in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. McKeithen, 0-7. The walk and a run in two games in this series. Fastball foul tipped for strike two. Struck out twice, went 0-3 yesterday, but that was when he had the walk and run. Hamill steps off, now back on, step off number one. Hamill leans in. And time is called at the plate by McKeithen, who steps out. Hamill never flinched from the mound. Now he comes set. The 2-2, fastball grounded towards second. Guerrero scoops it up. The easy throw to first ends the inning. Good job by Justin to scoop to his left. Cut that ball off before it got to the outfield. Runner stranded at second. No problem after the accidental caught spike and the balk. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man stranded. We've played two quick innings in Jupiter. That was scored between the Mets and the Cardinals.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Stadium continues to fill in. Looking at our best crowd of the series, also our last crowd of the series. Closed to the public for tomorrow's finale, which is a reminder, a noon start. Jose Rivera leads off for the Mets against Chris Girard. Girard throws the ball, or called strike on the corner. Rivera homered for the first time this season a couple days ago. Seventh inning homer that ended up, the Mets ended up needing it. 1-11. Pitches inside, it's 2-1. And ball high, 3-1. Back to the last top of the second inning. The Mets were at the plate. De Los Santos reaching on that tapper off to the side of the mound, called an error. I would disagree as this pitch comes inside for ball four to Rivera. Not my call to make. Thought, given that De Los Santos' speed has terrorized Palm Beach this series, that I would have thought that his speed played a factor in that soft ground ball well off the mound. back to the top, and Alex Ramirez, who takes a strike on the corner. Alex with what looks like a yellow bat, yellow batting gloves. You can't miss it. Swings and misses at a ball outside. 1-1. Ramirez 10-for-21 now in this series. It is third triple of the year yesterday to lead the league. His 35 hits leads the league. And takes a ball high. Girard. Counts 1-2, not 2-1. Ramirez takes off the plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Off the mark as Ramirez leans over the plate. Outside to make it a full count. Pitch is in the dirt, ball 4. So from 0-2 to a walk, back-to-back walks drawn by the Mets to start the third inning. See if they can make Girard pay for his mistakes. Catcher McKeithen will go out for a visit. And Stanley Consuegra is due to hit. No score in this one yet. The Mets scored first in 3 of the first 4 games, including 3 straight. Cardinals in this series have only led for half an inning. And they scored in the bottom of the first on Tuesday. The Mets erased that 1-0 lead in the second inning on a Guerrero home run. And since then, the Mets have either led or been briefly tied. Always easier, I figure, to play from ahead. Now meeting over, Consuegra at the dish. He's 0-1 at the fly to right. Nearly carried out of here. He grounds 1-2, should be 2. Stepped on second by Hernandez. He throws to first to beat Consuegra by about 10 feet. 4-3 double play. Rivera goes down to third, but there are 2 outs. Well, hit hard by Consuegra, but right to the second baseman, who didn't even need to bother throwing it to the shortstop covering second. And we had time to take it himself. So 2 down, and Rivera walking down third base, and Newton is up, and Sherman takes a curveball for a letter-high strike. Newton struck out swinging in the first and smacked his bat in the step when he got back into the dugout. Knew he chased ball 4. Takes a pitch high, 1-1. Now this game moving along quickly, not quite like Thursday where we were through the middle of the fifth inning in 46 minutes. As Newton takes one high for ball 2. We're in the third inning, 30 minutes into this one. Curveball, another letter high strike called, 2-2. Girard set the pitch. Newton grounds 1 foul. He's not going to take another called strike on a curve. Guard set, the pitch outside for ball 3, and that's the pitch that Sherbin swung at strikeout last time, so he was ready. Full count. This pitch is fouled straight back. Too close to take, probably a strike. Another 3-2, a curveball grounded left side, Nice lunging stop by the third baseman. Mora throws to first, and Newton is out. And he just missed squeaking that through for a base hit that would have driven a run. So the Mets get a couple on two straight walks, but a double play, and then a nice play on the third by the third baseman keeps the Mets off the board. Go to the home third, scoreless in Jupiter.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Bottom of the third, 8-9-1 hitters step into the box against Dominic Hamill. We have a mariachi band playing live right in the concourse. There's a ground ball to Guerrera at second, and Justin's throw is good. McKeithen, rather Hernandez out on one pitch. So it's 9-1-2. That was Hernandez who grounded out. My mistake there. Back to the top in Mendoza. Two straight groundouts to Justin. Here's a good curveball for a strike. Yeah, there's a mariachi band right between the lower level and the upper level, right along the walkway. See it out of the corner of the booth. We're starting to play between innings and even into the inning. I wouldn't mind if they played into the inning. And DJ Luigi plays on Thursday nights during gameplay as this ball sails high over the head of Ramon Mendoza. And it gives Hamill a look. Hamill's pitched well, but he has thrown about 50% of his pitches for balls. So there's the ball fouled off, and that got a piece of the Mets catcher, Rivera. And here comes Robbie Robinson. Jose emphatically waving them off, saying, go away, go away. Yeah, but he will meet with them anyways. Well, it's at least once or twice a game, Robbie and either Grace DiStefano, the assistant trainer, or Kiyoshi Tada, head trainer, will have to come out, check on or Jose or Drake, Raul, whoever's catching on the given day. Fastball outside corner or not? I think Bercierto or Jose wants to challenge that, and he will. And it is a strike. Good challenge, Jose. So it was called a ball by the umpire. Jose said right away, nope, challenge. I think that's a strike three. And he was right. Call is overturned. Good use of a challenge. Mendoza, a strikeout. Looking. Now, Reichenborn up. And he takes a called strike. Two down. And there's a ball low. One and one. First successful challenge of the series. Pitch for a strike on the inside corner. One and two. Rankinborn to pop out, foul ground, his first try. Hamill throws one low. Two balls and two strikes. Check swing. On appeal, did he go? No. Ball in the dirt. Rankinborn held up, according to Trey Ward, down the first baseline. Full count. Hamill trying to work a 1-2-3 third. Pitch low for ball four. And he got ahead 1-2 and then threw three in a row out of the zone. And Rankinborn down to first. The runner on board every inning so far against Hamill as Tovalin comes up. Tovalin walked in the first. Two walks, two strikeouts so far for Hamill. After a five walk, six strikeout game last start. And he throws one in the dirt for ball one. Scoreless with two outs and a runner on first. Remains cloudy at the ballpark, but mercifully no rain. Pickoff throw. Rankinborn dives back in safely. Cardinals not active on the bases in the series. They have only one stolen base and one attempt. It's by Ryan Holgate, who's not in the lineup today. Fastball blew it by him for strike one. Hamill from the stretch delivers this pitch that sawed off foul. One and two. Rankinborn's got a good size lead over at first base. Maybe he'll go on a two-strike pitch. Time called by Tovalin at the plate as he wants to readjust his batting gloves. One-two pitch, ground ball, base into left field past the dive of Lugo. Coming up with it is Ramirez. He'll throw to third base. Not in time to get Rankinborn. A sharp single for Tovalin. Sets up runners at the corners for the Cardinals with two outs. And Jose Jeremy Rivas will come up looking for a two-out RBI to break the scoreless tie. Rivas grounded out to Sherman Newton in the first. He's 0-for-1. Hamill's set. First pitch fouled back. Inning started with the ground out, then the strikeout looking on it was called a ball. Rivera, the catcher, challenged it and won for the strikeout. Then Rankinborn got to a 1-2 count. Hamill walked him, and now it's runners at the corners. Here's the pitch in the dirt. Great block by Rivera right in the chest protector. Saves a wild pitch and a run. With the amount of pitches that Hamill's already spiked in the dirt, there's got to be some concern on the Mets side with that runner at third base. That's a freebie waiting to happen. Pickoff play to first, close, but Tovalin back in. Palm Beach did score a run on a two-out wild pitch yesterday. Those are always bitter pills to swallow for the pitcher. For the catcher, too, for that matter. 1-1 on Rivas. And there's a slider just outside. Good take, not worth challenging. 2-1. Hamels' pitch is flown foul right field. A long run for Dominguez. Looks like he's out of room. He is. That lands in the drink rail seats just beyond the Cardinals' bullpen. Stands jut out. It's a nice place to enjoy a game. A good sight line. Facing home plate. Comfy chairs, too. 2-2. Curveball bounces away, and remarkably, Reichenborn doesn't go home. Wow. That ball bounced all the way towards the Cardinals' dugout. A clear pitch that got far away. Well, Tovalin went up to second on the wild pitch, but Reichenborn stayed. Wow. Stunning. It's a full count. Hamill definitely got away with one there. And the pitch to Rivas is tapped foul. That ball bounced away a good 30 feet. Reichenborn, I don't know if he didn't see it. Gary Kendall, the manager, in third base coach's box, maybe telling him no, but comes another 3-2 to Rivas. And it's a ground ball right side. Guerrero can't handle it. Off his glove, up his arm, one run scores. Here comes another 2-0 Cardinals. Oh, Guerrero had a good shot at it. He had to range to his left. He got the glove on it, but it rode up his arm and went into right field. And both Reichenborn and Tovalin score. The Cardinals have a 2-0 lead in the third inning, their biggest lead of the series. And you go back to this inning, two up, two down, and a 1-2 count in the third hitter. And Hamill can't shut the door, walked him, gave up a single, gave up a wild pitch. Defense can't help him out. And here is Mora taking a pitch for a strike. Mora fouls one straight back. Frustrating inning for Hamill and the Mets. Being ruled a two-run single as this breaking ball swung on and missed. So no error on Guerrero, but he knows that's a play he at least has to corral. If he can't make the play at first, he could have at least saved a run by keeping it in front of him. Tough goings all around for the Mets. Find themselves in a rare spot, trailing by multiple runs. 2-0 through three.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, wanna have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Mets will send Guerrero, Dominguez, and Lugo to the plate against starter lefty Garrard, making his first start of the season after nothing but relief appearances. Guerrero swings and misses. Garrard had, his max was 2 2/3 on the 12th of April. He throws another strike, it's 0-2. Well, it's no surprise that there is activity in the Cardinals' bullpen. So he pitches into the fourth inning. Guerrero swings and misses on a pitch in the dirt, and he is out on three pitches. Throw down to first complete by McKeithen. One away.
Not batting. The right fielder, number 10, Carlos Dominguez.
Carlos Dominguez comes up. Sharp single to right field his first time around. Guerrero not a happy camper back in that dugout. As this pitch is a called strike. Tough few minutes for him. Plenty of time left, though. Make something happen. There's a ball low. Now this, you know, 7 wins in a row for the Mets. Things have gone pretty well. A lot of close games in there. As this ball is inside. So, you know, the breaks have been going their way. You know, one instance where it did not go their way was the ninth inning on Thursday. They squandered a 3-0 lead with 2 outs to go. This ball is flown deep right field, and that's going to be caught by Otamendi, middle of the warning track, and again, he bumps into the wall at the end. Now Dominguez sending it up into the wind. A long fly out, just like Consueger was. 2 up, 2 down. But the last 2 innings have kind of, it's roles reversed for these two teams. I mean, in the third inning, the Mets had 2 on, no outs. Couldn't score. Bottom of the third inning, 2 outs, no on. Cardinals get 2. Those are things that have not happened to the Mets for the most part, not just in this winning streak, but this year on the whole. Lugo at the plate. He takes a couple of pitches low. Guerrard's pitch is floated into right field, sinking fast, and it's down for a hit. William Lugo picks up his third hit of this series, a 2-out base knock. The Mets' second hit of the night, the other one being Dominguez in the second. Omar De Los Santos ruled to reach on an error last time up. Stands in. 2 outs, 1 on in the fourth. 2-0 Cardinals, and this curveball goes for a high strike. High changeup. 4-1. Curveball outside, 2 balls and a strike. Looks like Ludwin Jimenez throwing in the Cardinals bullpen, a flamethrower we recall from last year. Ground ball out to short, scooped up on the run by Rivas, throws to first just in the nick of time to beat De Los Santos. Pitcher Guerrard thought about going for that one, decided he wanted to let the shortstop go after it. Mets retired in the fourth. No runs, a hit, no errors, one stranded. After 3.5 innings of baseball, it's 2-0 Cardinals.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit StLucieMets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Dom Hamill, first two pitches to Luis Rodriguez in the bottom of the fourth are balls. 2-0 pitch, gets a swing and a miss on a heater right at the knees. Rodriguez a single in the second, was stranded on second after being balked up to second base. Swing and a miss on the same pitch, and it's 2-2. Cardinals got a two-run single by Jeremy Rivas with two outs in the third. That's the only scoring today. There's a ground ball foul out to the left. Sun trying to peek out. Again, last night, this morning, looked like heavy rain, possible severe storms, maybe even some hail around game time today, but not a drop. Fastball low, and it's 3-2. Actually, quite good weather for the tacos and tequila event with the overcast skies. You don't have people dropping like flies due to heat. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball. Straight three, sit down Luis Rodriguez. And this time Hamill finishing the deal once he gets to a three-ball count. And he struck out two in a row since the frustrating two-run single. And now here's Otamendi. Popped out last time up. There he pops another one foul with this one into the stands. This is the only early game in the Florida State League today. Everybody else starting at 6 and beyond as this ball is fouled off into the Mets bullpen. Nice grab by Levi David. Fastball a little high. Mets a five-game division lead through 25 games in the 66-game first half. This ball's fouled straight back. That's also best record in the Florida State League in four games. Curveball outside. Two and two. Fastball served into center field. Skinsweger running back. He got a good read on it. Makes the catch chest high for the out. Well struck ball by Otamendi. Just allowed out number two. Now let's see if Hamill can finish strong this inning. Two-out walk in the first, two-out walk, two singles in the third. Another crack at a 1-2-3 inning here. And as Aaron McKeithen bats, and he swings and misses at a curveball. 2-0 Cardinals in the bottom of the fourth. Fastball at the knees, strike two. Time called as McKeithen wants to step out and reset. Doesn't get much time. A check swing in the dirt does not go. Fastball outside corner for a called third strike. Good inning for Hamill. Good bounce back inning. 1-2-3 with two strikeouts. Four innings in the books. Palm Beach leads St. Lucie 2-0. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Edwin Nunez, not Ludwig Jimenez, is pitching. Nunez from Nicaragua, the Dominican, a 21-year-old international signee by Palm Beach, St. Louis in 2020. On the mound, and he faces Raul Berciarte and throws one to the backstop. Ball one. And then Berciarte stings the ball into center field, and this is going to just die in the grass for a base hit. Berciarte looked like hit that one sharply to center field off the bat, and then it just sunk. So base hit. Starter Garrard, the lefty, was good. Four innings, two hits, no runs, two walks, and three strikeouts. The big sequence for him in the game was getting the double play after consecutive walks. Berciarte, is that a slight limp off first base? They call time. Now he's going to stand and run. Here's the pitch to the backstop, and Berciarte can jog some more up to second base on a wild pitch. So right away, the Mets in good shape in this inning. A single, a wild pitch, and a runner at second with no outs. Down 2-0. Rare, the catcher at the plate, drew a walk in the third inning. He's left at third. This pitch goes right over the plate for a strike. Fastball, same spot. Strike two. Nunez is 20 years old, the 28th-ranked St. Louis prospect. Delivers a pitch to the backstop again. Berciarte is trying to take third. They got a shot to get him. The throw, not going to be in time. Boy, it took a great kick for McKeithen, the catcher, right back to him. And Berciarte was slow getting the read, but still manages to get to third base. a gamble. Well, Nunez pitched for Palm Beach all of last year, 32 games. This is his first game this year. He comes over from the complex side. There's a fastball for a called third strike, and Rivera wants to challenge it. I think it's going to be a strike. Ball. He wins again. Berciarte wins a challenge as the catcher and now as the hitter. He overturns the strikeout to ball three. And the payoff pitch. Low for ball four. Do the Cardinals want to challenge that? It's close. Rivera, he flipped the bat aside and ran down to first base. He was not gonna linger. So a good use of a challenge. Turns an out into a walk. And they're at the corners for Ramirez. The sun is now fully out and shining. Welcome sight. That's down two. Nobody out. Here's a pitch that gets away a little bit from McKeithen. It's just the other batter's box. At Nunez last year, 3-3 record, a 10.9 ERA, pitched in Palm Beach all season. Now, he was throwing upwards of 99 miles an hour, but he just had no idea where it was going. Walked 56, struck out 59 in 53 innings. This ball is fouled away. It's a lot of raw talent. I mean, look, guys who throw 99 don't just fall off trees, so. It's worth keeping around and fighting for. Here's a ground ball foul. Again, no working radar gun active on the scoreboard here. It does come up slowly on the Statcast. He's been right around 98, 99 today. Rivera running, pitches to the backstop. Berciarte is going to come on home and score. Trying to go to third base and making it safely is Rivera. Wow. Jose Rivera rolling the dice, going first to third on the same wild pitch. That brings in Berciarte, and the Mets are down one and the tying run 90 feet away. And this looks a lot like the Edwin Nunez of last year. Cannot throw strikes. Berciarte singles, goes to second on a wild pitch, third on a wild pitch, scores on a wild pitch. Rivera takes a walk, goes to second and third on the same wild pitch. Again, that is a big gamble by Rivera. Never want to make the first out of an inning at third base. Could have just very well held at second base. The top of the lineup at the plate, nobody out. Gambles, and now the Mets have an excellent chance to try to tie this game up. Mound visit, players only mound visit, is broken up. It's 2-2. Back to the action at the plate, and it's fouled off by Ramirez. Nunez the pitch, and Ramirez flies this ball deep center field. Long run for Reichenborn. It's over his head. Bouncing off the wall. Ramirez stopping at second base with the double that ties the game at two. Alex Ramirez stays red hot in the series. His second double, third double of the series. Took along with his triple yesterday. High fives all around for Rivera as he enters the dugout with his good at-bat. Remember overturning a called third strike, keeping the bat alive, taking the walk, aggressive going to third on the stolen wild pitch, scoring. So it's 2-2, and now Ramirez at second base as the go-ahead run. Can Swager the batter. Not a good appearance here for Nunez in his first. The pitch goes home, a check swing, and Swager went around. Called it home plate. Cardinals will get somebody throwing in the bullpen here. Throwing one of those weighted balls. No big urgency to get somebody in the game. Ramirez is going to go back to second. Here's a fly ball over the head of Reichenborn again. Can Swager it to second. Ramirez will walk in and score. And the Mets have a 3-2 lead. Back-to-back doubles for the one and two hitters in the order. And a low line drive that just carried right over the head of the center fielder. Honestly surprised that Nunez threw the pitch. Looked like he had a chance to spin off the rubber, throw to second base, and pick Ramirez off, who had kind of wandered too far. Shortstop Rivas had slid in behind. I think he was surprised to throw it in come. Consuegra was ready to hit. And he knocks a double, and now we have a mound visit with the pitching coach Giovanni Carrera. Things have changed in an instant here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Mets down 2-0. Now lead 3-2 and threatening for at least another run. With Consuegra on second, Newton at the plate, and nobody out. Well, that double that Ramirez hit came on a pitch at 99. The double that Stanley just hit came a fastball at 98. The faster they come in, the harder they can leave. Ramirez's double, 95 exit velocity, went 359 feet. And here's Newton, and he takes a pitch in the dirt. Good block by McKeithen. It was a changeup. Double by Stanley, 107 off the bat. Launch angle of just 13 degrees. So, yeah, not much hope there for Reichenborn in center field. It was over his head too fast. Swing and a miss on a changeup from Newton. It's the thing about velocity, even hitters at this level in single A, they can catch up to 98, 99. Saw it last year, too. Got to be able to place it, especially with the way the Mets are hitting right now. And Newton swings and misses at a pitch low. Ball and two strikes. Shriven today, a strikeout and a ground out. Close to a walk in the first plate appearance, close to a single last time. Just not able to quite get on base. There's a pitch inside corner for a third strike. Does Newton want a challenge? He's lingering. He won't tap his head. He will accept the strikeouts. That's the thing about Sherbin. He crowds the plate so much that that inside fastball, you know, sometimes up from up here it looks like it might be too far inside, but it could actually be on the corner. A one down, Guerrera up. He takes, looks like a slider for a strike, and Justin wants to appeal that call, and he loses. Call is upheld, as you hear the announcer say. That's now 2-for-3 in challenges. They have two left. One pitch, slider down, 1-1. So Nunez not quite abandoning the 99, 98 mile per hour fastball since the mound visit, but he's definitely mixed in more pitches. Ramirez trying to, Consuegra trying to steal third. He moves around the tag and is thrown out anyways. He tried the swim move because the ball beat him there with ease, but Mora able to get the tag. Mets have had such success stealing bases in this series, but that was not a good timed one. A strike call as Guerrero throws the bat aside. He thought that was ball four. Having already challenged a pitch, he will not risk another. There's a slider down and away for ball four. There's no question there. Does Gary Kendall want to make a move? Leaving the bullpen, looks into the dugout. Carlos Dominguez coming to the plate. And he will hit against Nunez. 3-2 Mets, two outs in the top of the fifth. Runner on first base. Nunez helped out this inning by the ill-advised stolen base attempt. And the slider hangs up for ball one. Carlos today a single and a flyout. Flyout to deep right. Boy, if he ever gets a hold of a heater from Nunez, look out. This fastball low. 2-0. And the Cardinals want to challenge that. I'm surprised it took that long. It's close. Looked pretty good. And it is a loss. It was a ball. Cardinals first challenge, a loss. They have two left. Ground ball out to second. Should end the inning. Running to the bag is Hernandez. He beats Guerrero there. Force out. Ends the fifth. A good inning for the Mets. They enter down two. They lead. Leave up one. A lot of wild pitches in there, and the two shots for doubles by Ramirez and Consuegra. Halfway home, game five of the series, 3-2 St. Lucie.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school when you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands. Featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Dom Hamill had to sit around for a while. While the Mets posted a three spot, let's hope he's not rusty as he throws in a changeup for a ball outside. Hamill's retired four in a row, including three on strikeouts. He faces Brandon Hernandez here. Second pitch, a strike. Well, the Mets put up a big inning on Sunday, and Hamill had to sit around. And then he gave up a run the following inning. It did look like that. It was the inning where the Mets scored three runs, also the bases loaded, and it felt like maybe too much time in between pitches. There's a ball outside. It's 2-2. Hernandez 0-1 at the ground out to second. Pitches outside. Full count. Three, two, low for a walk. Did not want to walk the number nine hitter after being given a lead for the first time, but that's what it is. Back to the top in Mendoza, who has fanned twice. Mendoza taking a long look down at his manager in the third base coach's box, or I should say way past the box. I wonder if there's not a hit and runner bunt coming for that. Fastball high, ball one. This pitch flown into deep center field. Long run for Consueger. He looks up, and it's gone. Mendoza, a two-run homer to dead center field. And the Cardinals are back on top. A shocker. Just the fifth home run allowed by the Mets this season. They are a rare sight. And this one cost the Mets the lead. And Mendoza, who had struck out twice, sends one over the wall in center, making it 4-3 Palm Beach. And as soon as that ball left the ballpark, the Mets bullpen got busy. As Reichenborn comes up. There's a ball in the dirt. That's something that Hamill's going to have to work through here. That's last two starts now. When the Mets have a good inning at the plate, and he's had to sit around a little bit, the response has not been sharp pitching. Here's a pop-up into center field. Shallow part, Shervin Newton ranging over makes the catch just a few feet from the dirt. There's out number one. Osvaldo Tovlin comes up. The first home run of the series for Palm Beach, which had been out homered 6-0 through the first now 4.5 games. Just their third extra base hit. Mets had fourth extra base hit. Mets had 15 extra base hits to this point. There's a ball low. It's 2-0. Tovlin pops one foul. Home run for Mendoza came on a four-seam fastball at 91 miles an hour. Looking at the location of the pitch, about just above knee high, middle of the plate. Exit velocity of 97 miles an hour. That's good, but that's not typically home run to center field good. Here's a ball outside, another walk. Tovlin on for the third time. He's walked twice and singled. Robbie Robinson ready to make the move. He's stepping out of the dugout. Going to wait for Rivas to be announced simultaneously. So Hamill kicking the dirt out by the rubber. Probably frustrated with how this has gone. The third inning when he had two outs, nobody on, and a two-strike count. Gave up a couple of runs in this inning as the Mets give him the lead for the first time. Gives it right back. Mets will make the pitching change. Down 4-3. One on, one out, bottom fifth.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucimets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucimets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Trey McLaughlin will make his 2022 debut. First pitch he throws, the fastball is fouled back by Jeremy Rivas. McLaughlin, a 16th round pick by the Mets last year out of Fairfield, same university that Justin Guerrero went to, college teammates. Curveball for a strike. McLaughlin, last year after being drafted, pitched a game in the FCL and then came to St. Lucie and finished out the year. Actually threw quite a few innings for St. Lucie, but did not open the season with the team this year. Here's a ground ball to third. Lugo throws to second for one. The turn to first, not in time by Guerrero. Ball hit too slowly. A big bouncer from Rivas. Couldn't turn two, but they erased Tovalin off the bases. Fielder's choice 5-4 for out number two. McLaughlin, 22 years old from Bridgeport, Connecticut. Last year with St. Lucie. Scuffled a bit at the end as this ball is flowing into left field, but and chalked it up as a long college season and then pitching more professionally. Long run for Alex Ramirez on the shallow fly to left, but he makes the catch to retire Mora. Good work by McLaughlin to clean up the fifth. Ramon Mendoza, two-run homer, gives Palm Beach a 4-3 lead. We'll go to the sixth.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Unsurprisingly, Palm Beach Cardinals will have a new pitcher here in the sixth. Not a good season debut for Edwin Nunez, as Garcia, the new pitcher, takes over. Roy Garcia, his first appearance of the series, facing William Lugo, who fouls one off. It's 1-1. Score is 4-3 Palm Beach. Palm Beach led 2-0. Then the Mets took a 3-2 lead. Then Palm Beach got it right back on the Mendoza homer. Another tightly contested game here. Bus driver Ed walking up the steps. Hey, Ed. He doesn't see me. Wonder where Ed went. Maybe to get some tacos. There's a challenge on a strike call. Lugo didn't like it, and he lost it. A slider from Garcia, good. So the Mets are down to one last challenge. They got to save it now. Breaking ball away. Maybe just let Rivera make the challenges. He's 2-for-2 today. Guerrero and Lugo both losing one. Garcia's 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Lugo strikes out. De Los Santos will come up. So Nunez went one inning, three hits, three runs, all earned. He walked two, threw three wild pitches, managed one strikeout, coughed up a 2-0 lead. There's a ball low. He, though, is the pitcher of record. If Palm Beach maintains the lead throughout the game, he gets a win. There's the ball. There's the ball fouled off. He pitched the fifth. Starter Gerard, four scoreless innings, won't get anything. Here's a ground ball over the second base bag, knocked down by Hernandez. No play, throw back to first base as De Los Santos rounded the base, nearly backpicked, and he's safe. Gomart thought that was an easy single into center field, and Hernandez knocked it down. Shortstop Rivas picked it up, threw back to first, and Omar nearly tagged out. All right, Omar De Los Santos on first base. He's 5-for-5 in steals in the series. Will he go? He's got a humongous lead. He's going. First pitch is flown to right field. This is going to be down in foul ground. What a run by Otamendi. Bercierta fouling one away. De Los Santos, he was going to have second base stolen walking. Standing up. Bercierta trying to ambush a first pitch fastball, but if he takes it, he's batting with the runner in scoring position. Instead, De Los Santos back to first in a shorter lead, and they will check on him, and he dives in safely. Four-3 Palm Beach, tying run on first base, one out in the sixth on what has turned into a very sunny afternoon at the ballpark. De Los Santos running again. Pitch is taken for a ball. Throw to second base. Not in time. Wasn't even caught by Rivas, the shortstop. Bounced off his glove and backed up by Hernandez. Stolen base number 6 of the series, which I believe was a ball. It's 1-1. Step off for Garcia as he looks De Los Santos back third. Well, a couple of the stolen bases for De Los Santos have been third base, so write him off yet. There's a breaking ball high, 2-1. Now look, Bercierta and Rivera at the plate and on deck, they've made it on base 3 out of 4 times. So combined, so maybe not stealing third be the best option. Here's a liner into right field. That's chasing Otamendi back. He ranges and makes the catch. Nice job by him, taking away a potential hit from Bercierta. And De Los Santos is able to tag up to third base, but Bercierta is hoping for better and hoping for a tie game. Ball carrying much more today than any other game in the series. So 2 down for Garcia, tying run 90 feet away for the Mets in the sixth, and Rivera's at the plate. He's walked twice. First pitch, slider outside, ball 1. Fastball low, 2-0. Slider in the dirt and smothering job by the catcher McKeithen. Saves the wild pitch. It's 3-0. I mean, Rivera's had a good game and is a dangerous hitter in his own right at the plate, but not really attacking him, and you have the hottest hitter in the league on deck in Ramirez. High fastball, ball 4, Jose Rivera, a walk machine. It's the third one today for him. So that does set the stage for Ramirez. Today, a 1-for-2. The walk and an RBI double and a run. Mets trail 4-3. Runners at the corners, two outs in the visiting sixth. Garcia set, holding the glove up high. Fastball fouled right back, and that's going to go off the roof and roll back down, I'm guessing. All the kids camping underneath it, hoping it comes back. Nope. Skidded off the top and went to the parking lot. It's for the people out there drinking the tequila and eating the tacos. 0-1. Slider inside, and McKeithen wants to challenge it. He thought it was good, and it is a strike. He wins. So, Cardinals remain with two challenges. And it's a two-strike count on Ramirez. Ramirez belts a ball into the left field for a hit. And this game is tied up again. De Los Santos touches home, a point to Ramirez, who now has his fourth, multi-hit game of this series. He's got a four-hit game, two three-hit games, and now a two-hit game. And on a two-strike pitch, two. It's 4-4. Leadoff infield hit for De Los Santos. Comes around to score. Rivera stopped at second, and now Consuegra will hit. Been a fun game. Back and forth we go. There's a high bouncer foul. And Cardinals got a 2-0 lead in the third. Mets tied the game in the fifth and then took the lead in the fifth. Palm Beach took the lead back in the bottom half of the fifth, and now the Mets tie it in the top of the sixth. And Swager at 1-4-3 hit an RBI double for the lead last time. Hanging curveball is taken up. Changeup swung on and missed. Good pitch. Just off the plate. It's 1-2. You know what this means? It means that Nunez won't get a win, giving up three runs, squandering the lead last inning. Time called by Consuegra. He's allowed. Slider away. Two balls, two strikes. Garcia struggling through this inning. The 2-2, check swing, Consuegra went around and he knew it. Can't hold up on the slider off the plate, he strikes out. But the Mets strike back. They answer the two-run Mendoza homer with a two-out RBI single from who else but Alex Ramirez. 4-4 game through 5.5 innings. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutta Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutta Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Trey McLaughlin needed just four pitches to get the two outs he needed in the fifth. Now he goes back to work in the sixth and for the first time throws a ball. He has four pitches, four strikes. McLaughlin facing Luis Rodriguez, who's one for two with a single and a strikeout. Trey pumps in a strike. It's one and one. Final line on Dom Hamill, four and a third innings, four hits, four runs. They were all earned. Four walks and five strikeouts, 88 pitches. A strike at the corner. So Hamill has to work on the command, 14 walks now and just over 18 innings this year. Got to bring that down. Here's a sharp one-hopper, two-hopper out to Newton at short. Sherman makes the chest-high throw to Bercierta, one away in the home sixth. Rodriguez throwing the bat aside in disgust. So McLaughlin, he worked so quickly, didn't really give us a chance to talk about him last year, but six games, one start last year for St. Lucie after being drafted. One of just two pitchers, the other being Colby Kubicek, who were drafted last year and showed up in St. Lucie. And the rest of the pitchers either were shut down or just stayed in the FCL. We're talking pitchers like Seymour, Ziegler, Hamill. Those guys drafted last year. Askew, Zwack, drafted but didn't pitch in St. Lucie. Check swing, Ottomendi didn't go. And I thought, you know, McLaughlin and Kubicek both, for their part, struggled. And again, like I said, going to break a couple of times ago, it's a big ask to go from pitching all those innings in college and then right to the pros and, you know, pitching, you know, once, twice a week. So his numbers didn't jump off the charts. 19 and two-thirds, 20 innings, 14 runs, 7 walks, 18 strikeouts, 6.41 ERA. Breaking ball away. But did show promise. And now back in St. Lucie, hopefully fresher. Here's the ball fouled away. Kubicek, meanwhile, from Texas, is, I believe, on the injured list over at the complex. Curveball too high. I think Rivera, if he had more than one challenge remaining, would have liked to use it. That's down to one. 3-2 pitch, fastball, outside corner for a call, third strike. Ottomendi, he thinks about challenging and he just waves no. He wanted to. He takes the third strike. Now, they have two left, the Cardinals do. Could have done it if he wanted. If you're down to one challenge left, you definitely don't use it. But with two left, if he really thought it was a ball, there's a check swing foul tip for McKeithen. And the Mets won their first two challenges, have lost the most recent two, down to one the rest of the game. There's a bouncer, tough play. It's going to be a fair ball knocked down by Lugo at third base on the wild swipe, hoping it would just go cleanly into the mitt, but it did not. And McKeithen, an infield single with no throw. Big high bouncer, do or die play low percentage chance for Lugo to get that one. So the streak of four in a row retired by McLaughlin to start his appearance comes to an end. He throws a strike to Brandon Hernandez, who walked. Hernandez just challenged the strike call and won. Next pitch is ball. It's 2-0 now. Pitch on the inside corner. 2-1. That was a fast challenge. The Cardinals win that challenge, so they keep it. Two left. We're up to seven challenges in the game now on Chad Westlake, the home plate umpire. His buddy in the field only had two challenged yesterday. I don't know if that's because the strike zone was that good or because the game, this ball's grounded right side for a base hit. And a single for Hernandez. A couple of two-out base knocks for Palm Beach here in the sixth in a tie game. And we'll bring Mendoza back up for the first time since his homer to center field off Hamill in the fifth, which was his first home run of the season. Turned around to 0-for-2, two strikeout day. I don't know if the teams just didn't challenge much last night because the Mets were leading by five, or if the strike zone was that good. Curveball stays high. And that guy who does the umpire scorecards on Twitter for the major leagues, we need him to dip down into single A. Too much work for the broadcaster. Here's a pitch that bounces away from Rivera, but he sticks with it up the third base side. Avoids a wild pitch. And Rivera will head out for a mound visit, just he and McLaughlin. Two straight singles here in the sixth inning. This kind of looks like what the third inning was for the Cardinals. They made the first two outs, got a couple on. Got a big two-run hit. Mets going to get activity going in the bullpen. And for McLaughlin, this is his first appearance of the season, so it figures to be a shorter one. After the visit, the pitch is zipped over for a strike. 2-1. Mets bullpen should be relatively fresh. It was Ziegler and the Seymour yesterday as time is called. The ball gets away from the Mets bullpen. Look for a number down there. Grant Hartwig. Four, two outs, two on, bottom of the sixth. Pitches high. Three and one. Fastball to Mendoza. Did he go around? I think he did. Oh, he did not. Surprising. Thought that would have been called at home plate by Westlake. And he appealed to Ward in the field, said no. So a walk to load the bases. So the first four retired by McLaughlin. The next three have reached. And it's Reichenborn. And Reichenborn, in his first four games of the series, has two hits in each. But today, hitless. So he is long past due. He will have a mound visit. Victor Ramos, pitching coach, has done a great job this year. That's lowest ERA in the Florida State League, one of the lowest in all of minor league baseball. Had a tough day for his starter today. Now he's trying to coax one last out here from McLaughlin, who might be running out of steam. And he has a difficult matchup ahead here with Reichenborn. who has popped out twice, also has walked and scored. Reichenborn, a 295 hitter in 23 games. First pitch, slider strike one on the outside corner. Big moment here, in tie game. In the sixth, breaking ball sent deep into left center field on the run and unable to get up to it is Consuegra. It's going to go to the wall. It might bring in three. Here comes Newton's throw to the plate. It's not going to be in time to get Mendoza. A bases clearing double for Reichenborn, and it's 7-4 Cardinals. And it looks like we might have an injury on the play as Rivera is down in front of home plate. Must have been contact with the runner Mendoza. Yoshi Tada, the trainer, out. Robbie Robinson, the manager, out as Rivera pushes himself up from his knees, swinging out his left arm, which is his glove arm. Now the one-hop throw from Newton was late and bounced up and passed Jose anyways. Hopefully he's okay to stay in the game. Second time in this game, the Mets retire the first two batters of an inning and end up surrendering multiple runs. Very unlike the Mets. We trail now 7-4. Reichenborn strikes. Infield hit for McKeithen. Single for Hernandez. The walk for Mendoza. And the Reichenborn three-run double. And we see if Rivera, despite the grimacing, will stay in the game. Mets will have McLaughlin throw him a pitch or two to see. Hear the applause from the crowd. And he gives Kiyoshi a head nod. Looks like Rivera will stay in the game, but McLaughlin will not. Robinson to the mound. He'll take the ball from McLaughlin, who again got four in a row to start the outing. That was great. And the next four all reached, and he cannot keep the game tied. Instead, it's a three-run deficit. Hartwig coming on, an unusual spot for Grant. In the sixth inning, down multiple runs.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Grant Hartwig, the new pitcher for the Mets, his second appearance of the series, quite different than his first appearance when he closed out the 3-2 win on Wednesday night. The nice ninth inning. Worked around a two-out walk. He'll face Tovalin, who has not been retired. Two walks a single. The walks have gotten the Mets in trouble today, no question about it. Five walks, a couple of them with two outs, have been the springboard to a total of five runs, plus the walk ahead of the Mendoza homer. Here's Tovalin cranking one in the center. Consuegra lounging back, makes the catch, and one pitch gets Hartwig out of the sixth inning. The Cardinals make magic out of a two-out, nobody on situation. They get three on the bases clearing double by Reichenborn. Cardinals have their biggest lead of the series, 7-4.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Mets overcame a two-run deficit earlier in this game. Can they overcome a three-run disadvantage? Trevor Newton leading off against Roy Garcia. Mets allowed seven runs today. Most runs the Mets have given up in a game this year. There's a base hit in the right field. For Newton, a good start. For Sherman.
Now batting, the second baseman, number 52, Justin Guerrero.
Check, check. Dominguez in a 1-2 count. Breaking ball for a third strike, and he wants the challenge. He thought it was low. If he loses, the Mets are out of challenges. He lost. So the Mets won their first two challenges and now have lost three in a row. They're out. Understand the mic was off. Something happened to the board here. You're tuning in, two outs and a runner on first. In the top of the seventh, the Mets are down. Here's a strike by Lugo into right field, and that is going to be tracked down by Ottomendi. A nice play for Ottomendi, and the inning is over. So a leadoff single for Shervin Newton. But Garcia gets the next three. And we're at the seventh inning stretch with Palm Beach leading St. Lucie 7-4.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Hartwig returns to the mound. A one-pitch sixth inning for him to get the last out. He'll face Rivas, Mora, and Rodriguez. Breaking pitch for a strike. Not sure when the Mike cut off last inning, but I will relay the information I did earlier. So if you're hearing it twice, apologies. It's Hartwig throws a strike. The Mets 7 runs allowed today, the second most they've allowed in a game this season. Got to go back to the third game of the year at Daytona, a 9-2 loss, the most runs they've given up. But they've been pretty darn good, wouldn't you say? We are in game 26 of the year. This is just the second time they've allowed more than 6 runs. Here's a bloop into center field for Rivas. A leadoff single. Cardinals now with 8 hits on the afternoon. Some frustration being taken out by the Cardinals. They came in with a 204 team average. That's worst in the league. The Mets helped drop that average first 4 games of this series. Hartwig throws a slider outside, can't be corralled by Rivera. Speeding up to second base is Rivas, a wild pitch. So a chance for Cardinals to get another run and perhaps double the lead. Between innings, I was looking at that 9-2 loss the Mets had to Daytona back on April 10th, almost a month ago now. And Daytona, as this pitch is a ball outside to Mora, Daytona scored 7 runs in an inning. Quite a feat looking back at it now, given how the Mets have pitched it. Moore squaring to bunt, pushes down one foul for a strike. The 7 runs were given up by Moreno and Corneli. The ironic thing is, Moreno and Corneli have had the two best appearances for the Mets in this series. They both pitched on Thursday night. Moreno 6 2/3 shutout. Corneli with probably the appearance of the year for anybody. This ball is fouled away. The scoreless 10th and the scoreless 11th. The 10th to keep the game alive and the 11th to close out the win. Again, with the free runner at second base to start each inning, that was quite a performance. So those two have come a long way, right about a month. There's a slider tapped out in front of the plate, picked up by Rivera. He will throw to first, and that works the exact same as a sacrifice bunt, except it's a full swing and a ground out. And Rivas down to third. 2-3 put out. Moore retired, and Rodriguez is up. The one down in the home seventh, runner on third. 7-4 Palm Beach lead. They had a 2-0 lead. The Mets scored the next three to take a lead. Mendoza at home run to re-grab the lead for Palm Beach. Mets tied it in the sixth on a two-out single by Ramirez, and Reichenborn untied it, the two-out three-run double in the home sixth. One of the wilder games of the series. There's a slider pop foul. Now it's the stands. Fastball, outside corner, called strike three. Or called strike. Challenge. We have a challenge. It's a ball. Another win for the Cardinals. They've won three consecutive challenges since losing their first. Here's a slider. Bleeds out into right field for a base hit. Run scoring single for Rodriguez to make it 8-4. You know you're having a good day on offense when you're getting hits off of Grant Hartwig. It's been tough to crack this year. Cardinals winning challenges and getting hits. And an impressive day for them. Adamendi up. And he takes a strike. Hartwig, that was just the third run of the year against him. Fastball away. One in one. High slider. Hartwig, I think he said something in the direction of the umpire, did not like that call. He cannot challenge it. Mets are done. He can try to challenge it. Maybe the umpire forgets. That happened 2 weeks ago here. There's a pickoff throw low. Bears here to has it. Runner Rivas is safe. Rodriguez is safe. Yeah, a couple weeks ago we were down here and there were a ton of challenges. I think the umpire lost track. Jupiter was given an extra one. Another spin and throw. Safe. There's the two pickoff attempts. Fastball, high strike. We have another challenge. It's another win. Adamendi wins that. Oh, a tough sequence here for Chad Westlake. He's now missed six calls. There's a slider for a strike. Adamendi won't challenge it. It's a full count. And there's a ball fouled away. 10 challenges now between the two teams. Six have been won. That means the umpire was wrong six times. 3-2 breaking ball sent up the middle and over the reach of Guerrera for a base hit. And Justin running to cover second base on the steal attempt by Rodriguez. The ball just went over him. Rodriguez kept running all the way to third base. Three singles and four batters this inning for the Cardinals. Runners at the corners for McKeithen with one out. Palm Beach trying to pile on here. Scored four unanswered for an 8-4 lead. Now maybe trying to put the game out of reach. Fastball dribbled foul. Alfonseca warming up in the Mets bullpen. Fastball home, fouled away. That nearly took out first base coach Kadeem Octave. Gal Kadeem. A little high-stepping there. Oh, and 2 on McKeithen. Hartwig's pitch and grounded foul. Hartwig ready for an 0-2. Slider, base hit, left field. And hung up there. Smacked by McKeithen for an RBI single to score Rodriguez. He scored. Thought the third base coach there might have been him, but nope. That makes it 9-4. Runners on first and second. Three straight hits now off of Hartwig and 4 out of 5 in the inning. And off on Seca. Working the bullpen, not quite ready. Now Victor Ramos will come out for a visit. 2 runs in the inning to make it 9-4. And this now tied for the most runs the Mets have given up in a game this season. And all three Mets pitchers have been tagged for multiple runs. One of those days on the mound. Well, the mound meeting is dispersing. Let's take a look at what's coming up tomorrow. The finale of this series. And already our 12th game here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. You know what's funny? We've had 12 games at Clover Park. The same amount of games at Clover as Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. You sure this isn't our home? You slap a white pinstripe uniform on us. It would really feel like home. There's a pitch inside to Hernandez as we resume. We are truly home next week against Lakeland, the Flying Tigers. Detroit affiliate, Tuesday through Sunday. Back on MILB TV. Swing and a miss for Hernandez. 1-1. It'd be good to bring you some pictures and some replays as opposed to just the radio. Change up low. 2 balls and a strike. Mets are in a stretch where they have a lot of road games coming up. As this pitch is belted into left field, Ramirez runs in, makes the catch chest high. That was probably the most well-struck ball so far of the inning when it winds up as an out. Baseball's a funny game like that. 2 down. Back to the top in Mendoza. Adamendi holds at second. McKeithen at first. We will have a pitching change. Robbie Robinson out to the mound to take the ball from Hartwig. Get him out on a positive note with the line out. And Alfonseca coming in trying to clean up the rest of the home seventh. It is Palm Beach's day so far. Redbirds lead 9-4.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department is going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands. Featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Alphonseca making his second appearance of the series. Pitched on Tuesday, the opener. Gave the Mets a scare. Pitched in the ninth inning, walked three. With the tying run and scoring position and the winning run on base. Did get two strikeouts in the inning, but couldn't finish it out. Now he throws a strike to Mendoza. But it is two straight appearances now without a run allowed for Alphonseca. Here's a lower leverage spot. Down five in the seventh. Throws one that's belted up the middle for a base hit. Getting the green light is Otamendi. He will come home. Here's Consueger's throw. Cut off by Bercierta. It's now double digits for the Cardinals. 10-4 on the RBI single by Mendoza. His third RBI of the game. And Keithan went to third. Reichenborn will come up. The runners at the corners. That run charged to Hartwig. First pitch, fastball too high. Well, Reichenborn has the big hit in the game. Two out, three run double to break a 4-4 tie last inning. A lot has happened since that game was. Ramirez tied the game at four in the top of the sixth. None of it good for the Mets. First time this year, the Mets giving up double digits. All the runs earned, by the way, as this pitch is a high strike. Another pitch high. And this is a real rare inning where there's been five hits and no walks. Very difficult with this Mets pitching staff to string together that many hits in a short amount of time. Alphonseca's slider down and away for ball four. This will load the bases. And Tovalin, last man in the inning to hit. May be able to really put this game out of reach if it's not already so. Biggest comeback for the Mets this year, four. They did it 10 games ago against Daytona. This pitch comes inside and hits Tovalin. Wayward fastball forces in the 11th run of the afternoon. He does not appear pleased at all. He wanted to get a hit. They batted around. Rivas, who started this inning, the single against Hartwig. Will come to the plate. Well, that hit by pitch closes the book on Hartwig. That's all Fonseca. Lets both inherited runners up and now gets a visit from Victor Ramos. Hartwig, an inning, 4 hits, 4 runs, all earned. No walks, no strikeouts. Only given up 2 runs all season and 4 in 1 inning. Again, that's been a rough day for the Mets on the mound. They try to get it out of their system now. Mound visit over. As Rivas comes up. And a strike thrown. This is the second inning the Mets have been batted around on this year. Alfonseca's pitch is lined into right field for a base hit. 1 run is in. Everybody else stops. 12-4. Sixth hit of the inning, the second one for Rivas. Alfonseca has been hittable this season. Being hit again hard today. Mets have more activity in the bullpen. This is Dylan Hall. Sander Mora up, and he takes one inside. So Alfonseca come into the game, asked to get one last out here in the eighth as faced 4 batters. They've all reached. Slider up, it's 2-0. Single, walk, hit batter, single. Pitch. That's a fly into right field. Dominguez trailing back. He's underneath. He makes the catch. And the inning is over. Cardinals blow this one open. They get 5 runs on 6 hits. They sent 11 to the plate. All Redbirds this afternoon now, late. Scored 8 in the last 2 innings. They lead it 12-4 over the Mets as we go to the eighth.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stluciemets.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Adam McDonald back with you on a tough afternoon at the ballpark for the Mets, who've had a charmed season to this point. And today, this one's gotten away from them as De Los Santos takes a called strike. De Los Santos, 1-for-3. There's a ball outside. 12-4 is the score. Roy Garcia continues to pitch for the Cardinals. Gave up a 4-3 lead on a two-out single, but now he finds himself a beneficiary of a lot of offense. De Los Santos grounds to first, run to the base by Rodriguez, and assisted out. One down. Days like this happen in any level of baseball. Even those teams on a 7-game win streak can have a dud. As Bercierta takes the ball inside. A fastball away. During that hit parade for the Cardinals, I was starting to talk about the upcoming schedule. The Mets are in a stretch with a lot of road games. They have the 6-game series here. As Bercierta crushes one deep center field, back and making the catch is Reichenborn. Long line out. Two down. And Rivera coming up. Mets are home next week for the 6-game home series against Lakeland, but then the big one, the 2-week overnight trip to Tampa and Lakeland. So that's 18 out of 24 games on the road in this 6-game series part of that. Here's a fly deep right field by Rivera. And this one's going to be off the base of the wall. Rivera's got to hustle for the second base. Here comes the throw, and he tries to run around it, and he's tagged out. Boy, what a kick off the wall. Right off the bottom of the wall, shot right out to the right fielder, Otamendi, who spun and threw to second in plenty of time. That's how low the liner was from Rivera, how fast it got to the wall, and how fast it came off the wall. Well, he settles for a long single. Well-struck ball by Jose, but he's out by a lot at second. We'll go to the home eighth. See if Alfonseca can finish on a strong note. It's 12-4, Palm Beach.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Alfonseca on the mound. Finally got that last out, but not before the first four reached on him in the seventh. He'll face Rodriguez, Otamendi, and McKeithen. Cardinals leading comfortably by 8 on this tacos and tequila Saturday afternoon. I thought the weather was going to be bad today, so I decided to take the bus. Don't want to drive on the crazy I-95 in bad weather to get here early or after the game for the tacos and tequila. There's a ball high. I'm sure there's a joke about in there about should have come early, given how this game has turned out, and enjoyed the food and beverage. I'll let that one pass. There's a swing and a miss. Now I'm regretting. I wish I had driven myself down here so I could go to the Tacos and Tequila Festival after the game. be a nice way to unwind after how things have unfolded. Yeah, got a great break with the weather as this ball is flowing into deep center field. All Consuegra can do is look up, and it's gone. Rodriguez muscles one out for the second Cardinals home run of the afternoon. Baker's dozen for Palm Beach. They lead 13-4 now. Didn't look like a bad pitch. It looked like a ball that was maybe just in before the barrel for Rodriguez, but he homers anyways. Three for five for him on the afternoon. And that's come into the day having allowed just four home runs all season. Now two. And the last four innings. The Cardinals, the season most 14 hits against the Mets. Otamendi up. He only has one hit. There's a slider swung on and missed. That home run's not going to get any activity started in the Mets bullpen. Save some arms for tomorrow and see if you can get through with just using three relievers today. There's a slider low. And pretty soon they'll have one of the bands going, and then at 8 o'clock tonight, the Gloria Estevan tribute band outside of the amphitheater. I think a lot of fans have already started to trickle out there. Well, I'm sure next time we come back to Palm Beach on a Saturday, there'll be stuff going on as Consuegra runs back and makes the catch on this deep fly by Otamendi, another ball that looked to be off the barrel towards the handle, that just keeps going. There's McKeithen, who's 2-for-4. Start going through the Palm Beach hitters. Only Mora does not have a hit. He's 0-for-5. Mets have had a decent day at the plate. I mean, four runs and nine hits, that's usually enough for a win. Alex Ramirez has a couple more hits, and he's the only multi-hit game for St. Lucie. There's a ball inside. Only Guerrero for the Mets without a hit, and he's worked a walk, so at least it's been on. There's a slider, and Keithen went around for a strike. It's 2-1. Fastball, missed outside, 3-1. Pitch to the backstop for ball four. One on, one out as Hernandez, the nine hitter, comes up. Well, these two teams finish the series tomorrow at noon. They play each other several more times this year. The next time the Mets come down here will be late June. Cardinals don't come to the Mets for the first time until late July. They come again in late August. So 24 total games between these two East Division rivals. First pitch to Hernandez is a ball. Second pitch is a ball. The Mets, this game number 11 out of 27 at this ballpark. A fast strike. So it'll be different going to Tampa in a couple of weeks. Tampa for six, then an off day in the Tampa Dunedin area, and then Dunedin the next six. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 2-2 on Hernandez. Different vibe on the overnight trip, different stadium. There's a ball outside, full count. On Fonseca's pitch, swung on and missed. He tied Hernandez up, probably his best pitch of the afternoon. Two down. Mets still have Dylan Hall warming up. There's been a homer and a walk in this inning, but maybe they can spare Dylan another one-out appearance like he had on Tuesday. There's Mendoza. Been up now in four consecutive innings. He scored in the fifth, sixth, and seventh. He's got a two-run homer, a walk, and an RBI single in there. Takes a strike and then a ball. It's 13-4 Cardinals. Most runs against the Mets. Biggest lead against the Mets this season. Most hits against the Mets. This was a 4-4 game not that long ago in the sixth inning. As this ball goes off the glove of Rivera to the backstop, McKeithen will advance to second. It was a high reach, probably a pass ball, or a wild pitch rather, opposed to a pass ball. Two, one. Too high. Three balls and a strike. Three, one pitch inside for ball four. I know the Mets don't want to use Dylan Hall, but they might have to. First and second. Second walk of the inning. Third walk of the appearance, plus a hit batter. Looking in the Mets dugout, Robbie's going to come out, isn't he? He's on the top step. He usually doesn't come off the top step unless he's on the top step, unless he makes the move. And he is. The Mets going to have to burn another bullpen arm today just to get the last out, trailing by nine. Alfonseca's got to find a way to dig down and throw more strikes. Rough appearance by him after it looked like he was starting to turn things around. So Hall coming in looking for the last out of the home eighth when we come back.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Well, Dylan Hall, second appearance of the series. I'm sure the Mets would have loved to hang on to him for tomorrow. Looking for the last out of the eighth. Alfonseca entered the game with a 9.00 ERA. I actually saw it go up. He's still responsible for runners on base. As Reichenborn comes up. Go ahead, three-run double in this game. And Hall throws the ball low. Well, Hall came in and got it out on one pitch to save the Mets' 3-1 win on Tuesday. We'll see what tomorrow brings for the pitching staff. If Keyshawn Askew or Franklin Sanchez come off the development list to help out, Robert Colina started Tuesday's game, could start again, pitch again at least. Nate Lavender, Nate Jones. So the Mets should have options tomorrow, even after burning Hall. Here's a pitch that skips away, but this game out of reach at 13-4. Cardinals will not advance on the bases. They'll let it go. One pitch is flowing towards Dominguez and Wright. He's near it and he's got it for the out. One run scores on a home run, but it took two pitchers to finish out the eighth. We'll go to the top of the ninth. Cardinals trying to close out their first win of the series.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Edgar Monzo on the mound for the second time in the series. He's looking to finish this game out. Roy Garcia did well. Came in with a one-run lead, coughed it up. It was 4-4, but the next two innings did not allow a run. He's the pitcher of record for the Cardinals. It'll be the top of the lineup for the Mets, which means Alex Ramirez, can he get another three-hit game? He's already got three this series. He takes a ball inside. He's now 12 for 23 in this series. He's played in every game. I wonder if he gets a day off tomorrow. He usually gets a day off per week. Ramirez cranks one. Deep left center field, long run being made by the Cardinals, and this ball is gone. Bye-bye baseball. Alex Ramirez leaves the yard. A towering home run. His second of the season. And on a forgettable day for the St. Lucie Mets, Ramirez puts together another strong performance at the plate. His fourth three-hit game of this series. Incredible. Not quite the celebratory home run that he had last week at home, but nonetheless very impressive. He hit it so high in this ballpark, it's tough to get it out, but it just kept going. That makes it 13-5. That's now seven home runs in this series. Ramirez joining Guerrero, Dominguez, Newton, and Rivera with homers here this week. It's the ball fouled back by Consuegra. Let's see if the StatCast picked up any information on that homer. 102 miles an hour off the bat. Launch angle high, 38 degrees, and they did not list the distance. Well, the distance is the most fun part. Pitch was a fastball at 91, middle in. Swing and a miss from Consuegra, and he strikes out. Sherbin Newton up, one for four. He takes the ball high. If you're the Cardinals, I mean, what do you do with Alex Ramirez? How do you pitch him? There's a ball outside. And they started the series by pitching him outside, and he had a four-hit game with four hits to right field, so he just went with the pitch. But as they've started to try to readjust and move back inside, change it on him, he just pulls it now to left field. He still uses center field. He is sprayed to all fields in this series, which makes him getting him out extremely tough. Newton takes a curveball from Monzo for a strike. It's 2-2. But Alex now hitting .380 on the series season. He's a triple shy of the cycle. And if there's one player for St. Lucie who could really get a cycle, it's him. He leads the league in three triples. I don't think he's going to get back up. Here's a ground ball into right field for a base hit for Newton, his second hit of the afternoon. Maybe the Mets can string enough in a row to get Alex up one more time. It's only been one cycle in team history, way back in the year 2000. Marvin Seal. I don't even know if those games were broadcast. If they were, it was probably not through the internet. Guerrero's up. He's 0 for 3. Looking to join everybody else in the lineup with the hit. And he does have a walk today. Again, the Mets' offensive output today, decent. 5 runs on 11 hits. There's a ball inside. Their second most runs in the 5 games in this series. Three extra base hits. This ball struck well by Guerrero to center field. It's got a chance to get out. It's over the head of the center fielder, Reichenborn, at the base of the wall. Guerrero speeds into second with the one-out double. And good for Justin. Now all 9 hitters have reached on a hit. Monzo not closing this out well. A home run, a single, and a double. The lead for the Cardinals appears safe. And up 13-5 with one out in the top of the ninth. This would be some type of epic rally by the Mets if they were to come back in this one. New York Mets overcame that 6-run deficit in the ninth inning against the Phillies a couple of days ago. By the way, the Mets haven't played since then and won't tonight. Rainouts against Philly yesterday and today as well, so they'll have to double up against the Philadelphia squad tomorrow, and also a doubleheader on August 20th. A lot of nasty weather up in the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic this weekend. I think there was a doubleheader for Brooklyn and Aberdeen today that was postponed. I thought it was Florida that was supposed to have all the rainy weather. Now meeting over, Dominguez is up, and he takes the ball low. Hartford and Binghamton scheduled for a 6:05 start in Hartford, Connecticut. I don't think it's any better up there. Slider for a strike from Monzo. It's clouded up down here again. They did say there might be a chance of rain after 5. It's turning into one of the longer games of the season for the Mets. Dominguez sends one into deep left center field. That's got a chance to get down for a hit, and it will land at the base of the wall. Newton's going to score. Guerrero's coming in to score. Dominguez has a two-run double, and it's 13-7. Carlos Dominguez with his second hit of the afternoon. Back-to-back doubles for the Mets. I'm padding some stats here late. William Lugo coming up. There's a lot of noise coming from that Mets dugout. I don't think you can tell them that this one's over yet. So down six with two outs to go. Plated three in the inning. Lugo 1-for-4. Monzo in trouble, and there's more activity in the Cardinals' bullpen as Lugo takes one low. Pretty good series for Dominguez once he cut down all those strikeouts. Breaking ball taken for a strike. And Dominguez now in the series with six hits, three home runs, and two doubles. Breaking ball crushed deep left field. Will it stay fair for Lugo? It will! Bye-bye baseball. William Lugo tattoos a ball just inside the foul pole to left. And it's 13-9. Wow. That was a missile. The only question was, would it stay fair? It did. Lugo bending, trying to will it fair. Some restless moments here for the Cardinals. And De Los Santos will hit. He tries to hit a home run and misses. Strike one. Five-run top of the ninth for the Mets. There's the ball high. It's 1-1. Exit velocity in that home run by Lugo, 108. 22-degree launch angle, a low one, 348 feet. And out in 3.3 seconds. Here's a bouncing ball over second base, cut off by the shortstop. Rivas throws to first and gets the out. That was a near miss for De Los Santos. He almost squeaked it through. And now the Mets in this rally, needing nine runs in the last inning, is down to its last out. Raul Bear-Sierta will try to keep it going. He takes a breaking ball for a strike. Mets nine runs on 14 hits today. As Bear-Sierta fouls one back, and the Mets are now to their last strike. They'll go figure on one of the best offensive games of the season for the Mets. And the pitching has the worst day. Again, baseball can be that frustrating, right? There's the ball up. 1-2. Breaking ball, pop foul. Monzo's pitch. It's taken for a ball inside. Close pitch. If it was called the strike, the Mets had no challenges left. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Bear-Sierta strikes out, and the ball game is over. A spirited top of the ninth inning for the Mets, scoring five runs, getting a couple of home runs, maybe sending a message for tomorrow. And it was not enough to stop the Cardinals' onslaught today and the toughest pitching performance of the season for the Mets. Cardinals win it 13-9. And they form that happy high five line between second in the mound and the dugout for the first time in this series. They snap their losing streak, and they end the Mets' season-long seven-game winning streak. Mets dropped to 18-8 on the season. They still remain up in first place by now 4.5 games over Jupiter, which plays at 7 o'clock. Palm Beach now 10-16. They get a game back. They are now 8 behind the Mets. Winning pitcher today is Roy Garcia. The losing pitcher, Trey McLaughlin, no save for Monzo as he gives up 5 in the last inning. Entertaining game, high-scoring game, which is different from what we've been experiencing in the early going this season. Teams combining for 22 runs and 28 hits, and the Cardinals get the win 13-9. Take a break, come back with the post-game show to wrap it up from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Adam McDonald with you from high atop the action. Second floor broadcasting booth wrapping up a rare St. Lucie Mets defeat 13-9 at the feathers of the Palm Beach Cardinals. Mets now 18-8. 7-game winning streak snapped. Palm Beach now 10-16. Let's get to the scoring summary. It started for Palm Beach early in the third inning. They took a 2-0 lead on a 2-out, 2-run single by Jeremy Rivas. Mets tied the game in the fifth inning thanks to the wildness of Nunez, the pitcher, making his first appearance of the season. He threw 3 wild pitches in the inning, including one that led in a run, the first run of the day for the Mets. Alex Ramirez hit a tying RBI double. Stanley Consueger then made it 3-2 with the following RBI double. So it was 3-2 Mets after the fourth inning. In the fifth inning, 2-run homer for Ramon Mendoza made it 4-3 Palm Beach. Ramirez, an RBI single in the top of the sixth, tied the game at 4. That's when it got really crazy because in the bottom of the sixth, Trey McLaughlin got the first 2 batters out. Then the next 3 reached, and then it was Tyler Reichenborn hitting a 3-run bases-clearing double to make it 7-4. And that really set the Cardinals on their way. Palm Beach then put up a 5-run seventh inning, getting 6 hits, doing the damage off of Alphonse Hartwig and Alphonse Seca. They were up 12-4 after 7 innings. They tacked on a home run by Luis Rodriguez in the eighth to make it 13-4. Mets put a charge into a comeback in the top of the ninth, getting 5 runs. Alex Mears led off with his second home run of the season. There was a 2-run single by Carlos Dominguez and a 2-run homer by William Lugo to make it 13-9. But Monzo then got a ground out and a strikeout to finish things off. Box score, starting with the line score, 9 runs on 14 hits, no errors for the Mets, one of their best days offensively of the season. Palm Beach, 13 runs, 14 hits, 1 error. It was the worst day of the season for the Mets pitching staff. Hitters in the game for the Mets. Ramirez went 3-for-4. He's now got 4 3-hit games in the series. Incredibly, 13-for-24 in the five games so far. We'll see if he gets his day of rest tomorrow or if Robbie throws him back in there. Shervin Newton had two hits. Dominguez went 2-for-4 with the double. Lugo 2-for-5 with the home run, his second of the season. Everybody else for the Mets had a single hit. For Palm Beach, three-hit games for Rivas and Rodriguez. McKeithen had a two-hit game. Mendoza had a two-hit game with the home run. Reichenborn, one hit with three RBIs. Everybody but Sander Mora for Palm Beach got a hit, and that means 17 of the 18 batters in the game got one of the 28 hits. Pitchers in the game for the Mets, we'll go through them. It was rough. Hamill, 4 1/3 innings as the starter, 4 hits, 4 runs all earned. He walked 4. He's got to start cutting back on those. He's walked 14 in just over 18 innings. 5 strikeouts. McLaughlin, in his season debut, takes the loss, giving up 3 hits and 3 runs on a walk and a strikeout in 1 1/3. Hartwig, 4 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs all earned. 1 inning of work for him, no walks, no strikeouts. Alfonseca gives up 3 hits and 2 runs while walking 3 in just 1 inning. Hall had to clean up the mess in the 8th, got the one batter he faced. So the Mets walk 8 batters in the game, give up 14 hits. For Palm Beach, it wasn't pretty at the end, but Girard, the starter, 4 scoreless innings. Nunez, in his season debut, 3 runs on 3 hits in 1 inning. Garcia, a win. He's now 1-3. 3 innings, 4 hits and a run. And then Monzo, his ERA skyrockets to 5.52, giving up 5 hits and 5 runs in just 1 inning of work. Ball game played in 2 hours and 54 minutes. So for the 25th time in 26 games, the Mets avoid the 3-hour mark, despite all the hits and runs. Played it rather efficiently. Attendance only listed at 400. I hope more than 400 people show up to the tacos and tequila event outside at the amphitheater. Now we turn our attention to tomorrow. The Mets will try to go 5-1 in a series for the 3rd time already this season. Palm Beach will be looking to win the weekend after losing the first 4 games of the series. First pitch tomorrow is at high noon. Airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network at 11:50 a.m. Well, folks, that does it for this game, this broadcast, and this postgame show. Once again, your final from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Palm Beach Cardinals win a high-scoring affair 13-9 over the St. Lucie Mets. I'm Adam McDonald, thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Saturday afternoon. I hope all of you out there in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your day.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.